Next up is a former wrestling superstar with a product that changed his life.
Former pro wrestler Diamond Dallas Page has just the thing for you. But be warned, DDP Yoga, quote, ain't your mama's yoga.
DDP Yoga was designed to help everyone.
DDP's list of clients include former wrestlers such as Chris Jericho and Edge.
I've been doing it for over 2 years, and I can't live without it. And it don't matter what your age or your fitness level or what kind of shape you're in. It builds strength and flexibility, and it's good for your heart.
Diamond Dallas Page is one of the rare wrestlers that has had a post-career career. You are saving lives. The two most famous ones, Jake the Snake Roberts.
One person sticks a hand out, and that person for me was Diamond Dallas Page.
And Scott Hall.
In my lifetime, I've learned hard work pays off. Dreams come true. Bad times don't last. But bad guys do.
It's DDP.
Radio.
So high five.
Hello, my fellow DDP Yoga Warriors. It is 9 p.m. here on the East Coast in the good old US of A, tough guy. It's Wednesday night, which could only mean one thing. Of course, I'm talking about DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. Mike Mullins here. You can find and shoot me a like over at mikey90%.com if you will. And always, as always, I'm joined by Miss Pretty in Pink herself, the author of the hit memoir Clean Eating Cookbook, Clean Comfort. We have Stacey Morris here, keeping Robert and I in check tonight. Stacey, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you?
Awesome. And real quick, Stacey, before we get into the show, I want you to give the listeners a heads up of where they can pick up a signed copy of your book. You have an awesome deal out there for your Clean Comfort book, a signed physical copy, a hard copy, not a hardcover, a hard copy, signed by you. Can you tell our listeners how to get that?
Yes, if you email me at Stacey Morris, 345@yahoo.com, and then I will shoot you a PayPal link, and you just let me know who you'd like it signed for, and you'll get it in the mail a few days later.
Awesome. Absolutely. And it's a great read. You guys definitely need to check that out to take your DDP Yoga journey to the next level. And, of course, with us per usual, the man holding down the fort for DDP Yoga in cyberspace via ddpyoga.com, we have Mr. Robert McLaren. Robert, what's going on, brother?
Too much to mention, man. You know, just holding down the fort, like you said.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we have a really cool show for you guys tonight. We have the yoga doc, Dr. Craig Aaron, one of the men to get the ball rolling in the whole concept that would become DDP Yoga. He's been here from the start. Also a renowned chiropractor, adjusting the spines of superstars from the WWE, as well as everyday folk like you and me. He also heads up the DDP Yoga certification program at ddpyogacertification.com. He will be joining us momentarily. And we also have a little something-something for one faithful listener of DDP Radio tonight. We're going to be giving away a hand-signed autographed copy of DDP's autobiography, Positively Page. We will be laying down the DDP Radio Diamond Cutting Pop Quiz. Give us a call when you hear us prompt you, and you answer the DDP Radio Diamond Cutting Pop Quiz correctly, and you will get a signed copy of Positively Page, courtesy of Diamond Dallas Page and DDP Yoga. But before we get into the show tonight, I want to let you guys all know some DDP Yoga upcoming dates and appearances from the man, Diamond Dallas Page himself. Several DDP Yoga workshops in the works, planned and ready to happen. And Robert, if I missed anything, give me a heads up. November 8th, 2014, the Bearden United Methodist Church in Knoxville, Tennessee. DDP Yoga workshop with Diamond Dallas Page. Also another workshop, January 11th, 2015, Newport, Rhode Island. And DDP Yoga workshop at Hammers Energy Fitness featuring my man Matt Hancock, March 21st, 2015. Diamond Dallas Page is going to be laying them down at Hammers Energy Fitness as well at LaSalle, Illinois. And, of course, we are officially taking bookings for the DDP Yoga retreat. Sally was on last week giving us the heads up about the whole kit and caboodle about the DDP Yoga retreat. July 17th to the 24th, 2015, and October 16th through the 22nd, 2015. It's at the El Dorado Resort and Casitas, Riviera Maya, Mexico. Check out ddpyogaretreat.com for more info. Did I miss anything, Robert?
Actually, yeah. We're going to be at Pure Yoga in New York on January 9th for another DDP Yoga workshop there.
Oh, awesome. Stacey, you going to be hitting up that one?
I am going to try. I'm going to be at the one in Rhode Island, and I do love New York City, so maybe I'll do back-to-back.
Well, New York City is the home of Stacey Morris, and she may be at that retreat. And it is now the new, or should I say once again, home of our guest tonight. I would like to welcome the man who has been with DDP Yoga from the beginning. His hard work has shaped this program from its infancy. He also has the DDP Yoga certification program for the hardest of hardcore DDP Yoga warriors who are ready to take their DDP Yoga craft out to the world. He is a chiropractor, having worked with several of the biggest stars in the wrestling business. And on top of that, he manages to belt out some metal from Dio, Iron Maiden, Black Sabbath with his band Iron Mullet. Ladies and gentlemen, you can call him Craig, you can call him Dr. Aaron, or you can simply call him Yoga Doc. Welcome Dr. Craig Aaron to the show. What's up, Doc?
Howdy, howdy, and how do you do? It's great to be back, feet people.
Great to have you here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, P.S., we don't live in New York City. We actually, Stacey and I both live upstate, up in the country area. Well, Stacey, you're up near Albany, right?
Yeah, I'm in the Albany area,
yeah,
and you're about an hour south of me.
Hour south, yeah, in the Saugerties/Woodstock, New York area, which, everybody's getting ready for winter already, people.
I know. Welcome back to the Empire State.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So Yoga Doc is on tonight, and we're really excited about that because we have so many people who are interested or have questions about the DDP Yoga certification. So if you're one of those people who have some questions about the certification process, how to get in on the certification, questions about the certification, or have any questions for Doc about maybe, you know, some positional, you know, questions, or, you know, taking your DDP Yoga workshop, DDP Yoga practice to the next level, hit up Yoga Doc or us at 347-994-1216. Or you can hit up Stacey Morris in the chat. I'm expecting to have quite a few calls tonight because the certification process is a really cool thing, and it's really taken off since we started this way back last year. Now, Doc, before we get into anything, this isn't a half-assed program. This isn't like a halfway certification program. You and Robert have spent many tireless hours developing this program. Can you talk to us a little bit about the DDP Yoga certification program for those people who may be interested?
Okay. Well, first off, the idea behind it is very different than, let's say, one of the many certification programs that kind of, you know, get you in for a weekend, and the next thing you know, before you've had to really even teach a class, you are ordained a level one, you know, teacher. Not in DDP Yoga. What we have is what has been described to me by a lot of martial artists. Is it's a very similar program to the martial arts programs where you have to really get all the basics down. You've got to not only, you know, really digest and synthesize a lot of the different workouts, just not only able to speak them, but also you really have to do them. You've got to perform them. It's very much more like a martial arts program. You get the ideas down. You learn the basics. You've got a couple of workouts you need to go ahead and teach often, 20 hours of teaching at least, 100 hours of minimum of practice hours on your own. And there's extra, you know, there's reading, meaning book work from not only the manual, which you'll receive once you sign on and register, but also there's book work in regard to reading what we like to call the Old Testament of DDP Yoga, known as Yoga for Regular Guys, written by Diamond Dallas Page and yours truly, so that you can really get the foundation and an understanding of what this is all about, and you can answer questions on the fly, as well as just being completely grounded into the whole program. It's not just about teaching a few workouts. It's about teaching people how to do the, or really how to get involved in the entire lifestyle. So it's not only 100 hours.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, when you talk about the DDP Yoga certification, obviously you want to see people succeed in this program, but this isn't one of those programs that you're just going to flop down your money and they're just going to send you a certificate. Well, you're going to get you're going to get ready to teach this program, and by the time you finish this program, you are going to be good at teaching DDP Yoga. It's not one of those programs that you're going to slap down $100 or and then you're going to get all kinds of perks. You have to actually do the work, and it's going to prepare you for being a great instructor.
Right on. Yeah, it gets you out of the chute. It gives you workouts that you can offer as introductory workouts. A good 1 hour program that you can do either in any gym setting or any martial arts dojo setting, out in a field somewhere. If you're ready to go ahead and teach it, by the time you're certified, you'll be more than ready to teach it, because we've got you actually filming your workouts, not the ones that you just do on your own, but the ones that you're teaching with at least two people in your class. Those workouts, those filmed workouts, then go to either myself or one of the certified teachers that are mentors. We're going to interact back and forth with you, tell you what you need to work on. And it's just not, it's not one of those mail away, get your certification deal, and then go, oh shoot, I've got to go now do something with this. You're gonna be there. You're gonna know what you're doing. I hate to call out different programs, but just as an example, my wife took a Zumba certification, like a level one. And she got all the stuff dumped on her. She went through went through the class, but at the end, she never felt like she was ready to teach. That is not the situation. That is not the scenario when you go through this program.
And so it's really like the bar exam of yoga instruction.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah, I mean it is. And on top of that, we are working. That's level one. It's all online. It's interaction. I've got people going through the program in Ireland. We have someone in the Czech Republic. We have, and Robert, all of these places because whenever you get far away registrations, you go, hey, check this out. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
we've got. I'm trying to think of all the different places. We have somebody from Mexico that's in the program.
Mm-hmm.
A number of people from Canada. And the UK has really, England proper really embraced DDP yoga. It might have something to do with, Dallas going over there the last few years and doing workshops there. But I just think that also, they're just really big fans of, you've got a lot of really big wrestling fans over there. And I mean, it's amazing how many people from a standpoint of, per capita, the whole world, who is embracing this program? A lot of people from Canada and a lot of people from the UK.
Yeah.
But it's just a blast. And at the end of the thing is, Michael, and you saw this, at the, when we go to the retreats, all the teachers get together, we have meetings, we talk, we have business meetings, how to help you out in your, in however it is, the way that you choose to create your business, or even if you just want to teach in someone else's facility, we get our heads together and we try to help each other out. Not only there at the retreat, but also, all you have to do is just dial anybody up on any of the, there's a certification forum on Facebook. There's actually two of them. It's really one. It turns into just another family setting where everybody's trying to help each other out.
And you talk about the business end of the DDP Yoga program, and obviously this is a passion for some people, and to be able to make financial money doing this, people are intrigued by that, doing something they love for a living. And DDP Yoga certification is truly something that you can put as little or as much into it as you want. If you want to teach a couple classes here and there, make a couple extra bucks on the side, cool. But there's guys like Matt Hancock right now who are just killing it over at Hammers Energy Fitness in Illinois. And talk about the possibilities of actually doing this, and becoming successful at it.
Oh yeah, well he did. He picked up the ball and he ran with it like no one's business. As a matter of fact, you know, he wasn't the first one to sign up for certification, but he was the first one to get certified because he had a plan. And, you know, his plan was is he wanted to teach DDP yoga full time. You know, and he began teaching in, you know, gyms and other centers as far as his intro classes. And then at one point, you know, he started to teach. After he got certified, big things started happening. He ended up renting, they ended up renting out a school gymnasium. I think it was an elementary school that got closed down. And he has that entire school gymnasium now to teach his classes. And he's filling the place over time. He's really he's picked up the ball and he's just raced with it because now he's got, you know, he's got programs for all different types of people. He's got, you know, class cards. It's basically a lot like a traditional yoga studio in that he's got different class cards that you can purchase. You can do unlimited. You can do 10. You can do 20. Things like that. You can pay per class. But the guy has just, you know, now he's offering. He's bringing DDP. To his facility, offering workshops, you know, that's the higher end of it. That's the full time. I'm going after it, kind of deal. He's involved in the community. He's teaching DDP yoga. He was approached by elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools to teach it as a program for the students as part of their gym credit. And what he's doing is he's making it a huge promotion. You know, he's not even charging. He's just going out there, handing out cards, selling DVDs, and he's getting media over there to basically to record the events. And he's just getting incredible, incredible feedback from that. That's besides Dallas himself. That is the highest end of what we've seen in regard to. What you can do with DDP yoga. You can make it your every single day life. You can teach, you know, tens of classes a week. Or you can just start teaching in a gym. You can take it slow. You can make it, just like you said, Michael, as part of your, you know, keeping yourself sharp by teaching it a couple times a week, whether it's at a gym or whether you, and we tell everybody, if you tell people about this, people are going to want to try it. As soon as they try it, most of them are going to love it, and they're going to want to pay you to facilitate classes.
And we talk about Matt Hancock, and you know that's you said that's a high end of what we're doing, and you know it's not going to be easy to get to that level. It's a lot of hustle, it's a lot of hard work, and you know I hate when programs like either weight loss program or exercise programs, you see this like guy doing awesome and killing it, and then underneath they say results not typical. Not typical results. I always hated that because I feel like it should say, instead of results not typical, just say results possible, because it depends on how much work you want to put into it to decide how far you want to go with it. And instead of, you know, the not typical results, it's possible. If you want to get to that level, it's possible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really all what you're, as you said, it's everything you're willing to put into it. We've got some people who are actually in the program who know. They said, you know what? It's going to take me 2 years to finish this program based on what I've got in front of me. But, you know, I just want to be involved in it. And that's, and is that okay? You know, is there a time limit? No, there's not a time limit. You can, like you said, you can take as long as you want. And, you know, I agree with you. Except what's funny is that in DDP yoga in general, you know, when you're talking about the people who really take it on, I'm not talking about certification. I'm just talking about the folks who purchase the program and really go after it, you know, and their results, very typical. Everybody's doing great, right? It's pretty fantastic. By the way, Craig Funk, the guy who just hosted the DDP yoga workshop at his Funk Fitness Center in Michigan, Brighton, Michigan, I think he was the first guy to bring Dallas DDP up there, just got certified. Just got certified, just got done. He went after it like gangbusters too. Now that's another, you know, that's another thing. If you're involved in a fitness center, even if it's, you know, he started out, it was a kettlebell and martial arts. Now DDP yoga is being added to the regular schedule.
Oh, wow.
Great. everyone that I've seen on Facebook who's either in the process of being certified or have become certified, it just seems to really like take their lives up 17 notches. Like it takes their fitness levels up. They feel empowered. And they're just like on top of the world. I think it just does something because it's such a huge accomplishment.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You're shot out of a cannon. Well, first of all, you light a fire under your own backside, if you wish, when you decide you're going to do this. It's taking your whole, it's taking your DDP yoga practice to a higher level, because one of the, you know, the strong recommendations is you need to be doing DDP yoga workouts. You, the prospective teacher, the trainee, at least 5 days a week. You know, you're going to do DDP yoga at least 5 days a week. You're going to have breakthroughs in your own health and fitness. That's not a promise. That's just an observation that we've seen from just about everybody that's done it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, not only that, but, I mean, you have an emotional and a financial interest in this now, once you've decided to invest in the certification program. So that's a fire lit under your ass, you know, right away from the beginning anyways. You know, you're like, okay, I've put down the money to do this. I've emotionally invested in this. That's going to keep you going and take you to the next level. If you're right on the cusp of the next level, you sign up for the certification program, I promise you, you will get there.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, what I'm doing now, we're 1 year into it, and what I'm doing now is, you know, don't be surprised if you start getting emails and phone calls and or texts from me saying, hey, come on, let's go. Let's step it up. Come on, I need your stuff. Let's go. You know, it's – oh, and by the way, talk about a supportive community. You know, it's just one more – it's one more magnificent, you know – it's one more magnificent little snapshot of just how amazing the DDP yoga community is in the first place, you know, because not only are you getting Team DDP yoga really rooting for you to do, you know, rooting for you to go through certification, because they want you to get certified so that especially if they're in your area, they want to take classes from you. It's more than that. The teachers and the people in the teacher training program all assist each other. They're all helping each other out. They're sharing information with each other. I just saw it tonight. So Nolan Bobbitt, one of the guys that, and I say I've just worked out with four DDP yoga guys this week. I've done all of their level one videos along with them just to see how it flows while I'm also doing the assessments. Nolan just asked, hey, it's time. I just passed my level one. Who's ready to go ahead and share their, you know, introductory workout with me so I can get some pointers? Everybody's so quick to jump and help, you know. You're not doing it alone, and you're as well assisted as you wish just by reaching out and asking, because to me this is certainly the most altruistic and just, you know, downright helpful group that I've ever been around, you know. I remember when Dallas and I first started working and pushing the videos out into the public, and Dallas was just blown away at how, you know, just how heartful and gracious everybody was to each other, and grateful, you know, just for the program. You get the same thing with the DDP Yoga Certification Program. It's really a mind blower.
Absolutely, and we're going to get to a couple callers, because I feel it's going to be a caller-centric heavy show with a lot of people curious about certification, but I just want to point out there real quick, you know, there are so many resources. You talked about the community and people helping each other. There's a Facebook page. There's a forum on the website. There's groups on Team DDP Yoga. There's so many different avenues where you can, you know, get encouragement and get help and tips and, you know, motivation from so many people on so many different mediums that you can get it from. So definitely take advantage of the people who are involved in this program to lean on. And the people who have actually been in the program are now part of the reviewing process and actually helping people and mentoring them throughout their journey on their course.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, just before we get started, I just want to let everybody know, if you're in the program, or even if you're thinking about the program, hit me up as a friend on Facebook. And on Facebook, I'm Craig Aaron, C-R-A-I-G-A-A-R-O-N. You'll see this crazy looking character screaming into a microphone. That's my, you know, that's my default pick. Become my Facebook friend. Ask me any question you wish. You can either do it on Facebook. You can, you know, because I, as soon as you join and register on the program, you can interact with me that way. You can interact with me on at my email address, which is yoga-doc@ddpyoga.com. There are many different ways to get a hold of me, but honestly, everybody in the group, you know, that is involved in the DDP Yoga Trailblazers group, that's one of the forums you were talking about, Michael, as well as the official DDP Yoga certification forum. Everybody's back and forth trying to help each other out.
Absolutely. And like I said, we got lots of callers to get to. We're going to run a quick spot real quick, and then we're going to get to our callers directly right after that spot. We've got Chris Jericho from his podcast, Talk is Jericho. He's a big proponent of DDP Yoga. He loves the program, and he talks about it on his podcast, and he talks about it from experience. And we're going to go to Chris Jericho right now, tell you a little bit about DDP Yoga and how to get an awesome special offer exclusively from Talk is Jericho. So we're going to go to DDP and Chris Jericho right now.
I told you the other day how much it helped me after my cage match on Monday Night Raw to loosen up with DDP Yoga. It's really one of the reasons why my latest run in the WWE has been so successful. DDP Yoga has really helped me stay at the top of my game and recover after every match so I can keep performing for you week after week. But hey, you don't have to be a pro athlete to do DDP Yoga. This workout program is amazing for people of all ages and all fitness levels. It's a cardio workout. It improves your strength and flexibility, and it's really easy on the joints. And because you listen to my show, the Sexy Beast listeners of Talk is Jericho, you get a great deal on the Max Pack. 15 workouts, nutrition guide, recipes, and a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP Yoga. You can even download the MP3s so you can work out on the go like I do. That's what makes it so amazing and convenient for me when I travel. I can do DDP Yoga in my hotel room. I can do it on the Fozzie tour bus. I can do it in the dress room. I can do it anywhere. So can you. You'll be able to do the same thing because DDP is making it as easy as possible for you to get in shape and stay in shape. That's the important thing. So please go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to take advantage of a special offer only available to you guys. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho, and this offer is not going to last forever. I'll say it one more time. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho and take advantage of it now. You won't regret it. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Don't forget, you can find this deal also by going to podcast1.com, clicking on the Keep Our Podcast Free banner at the top of the page, then hitting the Talk is Jericho button. DDP Yoga will change your life. I guarantee it. Don't miss out on this. Go try it out. Check it out now.
All right, you heard it there from Chris Jericho, and we will be checking in with the Ayatollah of Rock and Roll a little bit later in the show. He's got another little promo for us. But first, we're going to get to a couple callers for the Yoga Doc. They're piling up here. So first, I want to bring on the Tower of Power, Too Sweet to Be Sour, the ass-kicking Alaskan himself,
yes.
Josh Mack.
What's up, guys?
Hey, hey.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, that was quite the intro there, Mullins. I appreciate that. That was awesome.
No problem, man.
Doc, I had a question that I kind of was running around in my head on the mat earlier, and with doing the certification and not making up our own moves, obviously, but coming up with our own spots, is there any limitations that we shouldn't be doing with, like, if you go, you know, instead of going from ignition into touchdown, like, you know, throwing ignition and then pulling back into punches or curls or doing something like that when we're standing up? Is that an issue?
Okay, so are you talking about whether you're going to do that and put that on video and submit that to me, or whether you're just doing?
No, no, just like when I'm doing like a class and teaching people and just kind of doing like a an on-the-go, on-the-fly workout, is it is that kind of like against the rules to be able to do that, or does it have to go in motion?
No, here's the deal. You know, obviously, number one, this actually speaks to something that I've been asked quite a great great deal, which is, you know, I want to change things up. I want to make it different every single class. You know, I think people are going to get bored if I keep doing the same thing over and over again. Maybe. The thing is this. People are still, especially new folks, are still trying to learn the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and if you look at certain schools of traditional yoga, you know, hot yoga, Bikram yoga, Ashtanga yoga, they have the same exact thing with some modifications, and people are trying to learn the flow. Don't discount the flow as boring. And to answer your question, you certainly can add some things. You can mix and match some things. My request is that, you know, please do not throw things that would typically be seen at the end of a workout. Don't throw that in the beginning. There really is a rhyme and reason to these workouts in regard to, we don't want to put a lot of big heavy duty twists of the spine early on. We want to get you warmed up in the beginning, get your joints flowing, get your right on down to, you know, just the joint fluid in your body. Get things going at the same time, blood flowing, of course. Don't throw what we would call, you know, more advanced positions in the beginning. Try to adhere to the format of warm up, work, cool down with those, you know. But at the same time, use the old DVDs as a way to inspire you to maybe throw some different things in spots.
Mm-hmm. Sweet, that's awesome. Yeah, I was just wondering, how far we can take it, you know, on our own and make it our own without, you know, breaking rules or anything like that. So
yeah, no, I mean, you know, and this is where the teacher comes in as opposed to just the class leader. You've got to really look out there and take a look, see who's out there. Know if you have to really teach to one, two, or three different levels in that class of yours, hey, I've got a real advanced group, or I've got a bunch of, you know, I've got a bunch of young kids. Like, I know that you work with hockey players, kids, you know, and just kind of get a handle on how much attention you have to pay to their form.
Mm-hmm.
And yet at the same time, yeah, you can mix it up, you know.
Sweet.
No doubt about it.
I kind of want to ask them that a little bit. I've talked to Dallas about this several times, but the DDP yoga, the flow of the workout, I kind of liken it to calling a wrestling match. If you're in a wrestling match and you've got a wrist lock, there are certain things you can go from a wrist lock. You can go for a twist the arm, bring it behind the back, bring it above the head. You know, certain things you can go, and that's the genius of the DDP yoga program is you can take it, you know, you're in bent-legged barback, there's several places you can go from there, and you could kind of create your own puzzle with the DDP yoga workout and create your own, you know, flow. And that's what's so great about this workout is I screwed up my hand royally this week. I know some of you guys saw that on Facebook. I can't, you know, put pressure on my hands doing, you know, the push-ups or the, you know, the tables are hard for me, the broken table. So, you know, just getting on the mat and just saying, okay, I'm going to see where this takes me and just take it where I can go, you know, with my limitations that I have. And that's the great thing about DDP yoga. If you have someone in your class with a limitation, either like a bad leg or a bad hip or a bad knee or a bad arm, you know, you can actually, you know, go through the workout and kind of either remove things or add things in and still have it work into the same similar flow that it usually, you know, flows into.
Right on. Well, especially, but the idea is this too, and this is something I want to put out to everybody. DDP yoga ain't your mama's yoga, but it does follow a lot of rules, of biomechanical rules that have been used in the yoga world for a long time, and they're not foreign to us. If you're going into a forward bend, you would probably want to do something a little more like a back bend. You know, there's the push up. There's the, you know, there's the cobra. Cobra goes into down dog. You know, I wouldn't push, or when you're mixing and matching and kind of making it your own, I wouldn't throw three forward bends in without an extension. I would do forward bend, extension, forward bend, extension, things like that, guys. You know, kind of think of your body like a hinge. And for some of us, it's a rusty hinge, right? and you're breaking up the rust off the hinge. How do you do it? Not by, you know, not necessarily by bending it into one direction over and over again. It's open and close, open and close. And that's some of the simplicity behind it. But and yeah, Michael, you know, hurt, you know, you break your hand, hurt your elbow, hurt your knees. There's always modification ways and ways around it, and you can still get some work done.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling, Josh. We appreciate it, man.
Josh, you're the man. I got your stuff. You're sweet. In the queue, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right.
Take care, bro. All
right. Yep.
All right. We have Bryant on the line right now. Bryant, hello.
Hey, guys.
Bryant.
Hey, Bryant.
Hey, I had some questions because I've been in the Team DDP Yoga chat room for a while, and everyone there knows that I've really been contemplating certification, and I really kind of rebooted my life in January and got my diet under control in March. Craig, I think you added me on Facebook a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and
there
my,
you are.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
man.
Yeah, I'm the bass
player.
And so I've lost 85 pounds, and tonight was my first time doing the Diamond Cutter, and I got the 10-count push-up for the first time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I still – my big question is, like, how will we know when we should really think about putting the money on the barrel head for certification? Because I still don't feel like I have the workout down enough that I could teach it while doing it. Because, I mean, I don't want to be an instructor where I'm kind of doing half of it. I mean, you've got to lead by example, especially out here in Kansas City in the Midwest. People want to see you doing it right there with them.
Mm.
So, I mean, what are your guys' when it comes to get certified, I mean, are you guys – because I've done the level one live with Ross a couple times.
Right.
What are your guys' expectations? I mean, if we're looking now and we're looking to save up money and prepare for it, where do you feel we should be if we're coming into this?
Well, how long have you been doing the workouts again? Brian?
I started on January 27th, and
I've been doing
Diamond Cutters for 7 months now.
Okay, gotcha. Well, you know, one of the thoughts is that, you know, even if you cannot perform every single position in, let's say, the level one workout, or even, let's say, in the Diamond Cutter or, you know, one of those, if you have the ability to clearly explain and also, like you said, to show people modifications around it, you know, maybe what you're doing or what you're up to in the moment, but you also have the ability to then teach and facilitate either, you know, the modification below where you're at, where you are, or even, like, I like to use the forearm balance when we do the alligator sequence. Not everybody's doing that forearm balance, you know. Travis Roberts today, I worked out with him. He was doing forearm balances and psycho push-ups, and he had it all going on, and he crushed his video today, passed it with flying colors. But not everybody is right there. It's your ability to clearly articulate and really get the message across to your students where they can go. So, you know, I like to tell people, if you've been practicing for 3 months and you've been really regular and you feel like, hey, you know what, I've got this down, maybe even 6 months, you'll kind of know when it's time, you know. And if you feel, you know, what I recommend for you to do, Brian, is still work out with some of the folks that are going through the program and kind of really get a clear, you know, what it is you're getting a peek into that level one workout and you get a clear understanding of what is expected. You know, I don't expect you to hit every single move and do it perfectly like a yoga model. As a matter of fact, if you've seen me in any of my – I have an old video called Extreme Yoga. You know, I look like three guys wrestling in a burlap sack when I'm doing some of those positions, you know, back in the day. But it's an ability to go ahead and at least get other people to understand what it is that you're teaching and to be able to take from your instruction that instruction and then see if they can actually do the position or not. Does that make sense?
Oh, that absolutely makes sense. I'm a music teacher by day, so I mean,
yeah. So you
I
understand.
Try to compare teaching this to teaching that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, because I mean, I've just I mean, because there have been some other people going, well, when do we know we're ready? And I really appreciate you answering the question. The other thing I was going to say is, can you give us a sneak peek at what the Level 2 certification is going to be all about? Or is that
sure.
still got to be under wraps for now?
No. This is something that everybody can get excited about. You know, it's taking another workout or two. It's getting, you know, strongly involved in at the, you know, you have a Diamond Dozen that, you know, we didn't talk about this, Michael, so this is great. You know, part of the Level 1 certification program is really learning the Diamond Dozen. Well, the Diamond Dozen is a specific set of moves that are pretty much the, you know, they're the foundation for all of the workouts. And you're going to have another dozen or so positions that you'll not only learn, but like we do in Level 1, you'll have to, you know, write down, type, et cetera, into your manual how to call it, inhalations, exhalations, that's called breath cycle, what muscles are being used, you know, which the information's all there. You don't have to pick this out of the ethers. But it's your ability to take that information and put it down, knowing that you now have it, you know, me knowing that you now have it, muscles used, and the benefits of many of the positions. So we're just going to take Level 2. We're going to take the workouts up a notch. We're going to still give you the modifications, and we're going to give you a bunch of different positions. And it won't be as intensive, believe it or not, as the Level 1, because the Level 1, we're asking you to really, really jump in and get the foundation. Now you got the foundation. Level 2 will probably go a little easier. But you better record this, and then you can yell at me later if that's not the case. That is the intention.
And Doc, I heard you give some awesome advice to someone one time that wasn't sure if they were quite ready for the certification. You said after doing 100 hours of DDP yoga practice, that's going to get you ready to the point where you're going to be ready when, you know, when you finish that certification, you're going to be there.
That's true. You know, and that is also the case. You know, Michael and Brian, is you do have to do you have to do 100 hours. You've got to practice 100 hours in order to as one of the requirements. You get 100 hours of DDP yoga, and you're going to be pretty ready to teach it. You know, you'll have Dallas's voice in your head for better or worse. You know, and then it's coming out of your mouth. You know, and you know, you'll start saying things. You go, wait a minute, where did I get that? Oh yeah, that was him. Stuff like that.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Brian. We appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. I just wanted to say one more thing. I think that Robert and Crystal and John are doing a bang-up job with the Team DDP Yoga chat room, and they're
thanks,
the time to answer people's questions. And I sometimes don't feel like they get the recognition they deserve because they're a hardworking team, and I'm really appreciative that they're there to help keep things flowing and answer people's questions, because it's five to 10 people every day who come in asking questions, and they're right there to help.
That's awesome. I appreciate it. I'll pass that on to Crystal for sure.
Sure thing. All right.
Awesome, man. Thank you.
Guys.
Thank you, Brian. Let's stay in touch.
All right, real quick. We're running a little bit low on time, so we're going to try to squeeze everybody in, but we've got the GDP of the mailbag. We want to get to a couple questions from our email listeners. Stacey, you have some questions for the Yoga Doc.
Yeah, actually, Yoga Doc has the questions, and I'll just let you answer the ones you feel you have time for, Yoga Doc.
Okay. We were having some weird glitches about that, and that just has to do with my new, you know, some of my new, we'll just say, we're having computer stuff going on here at the new homes, but here we go. Number one is... Yeah, that one we're not doing. Okay, number two. That was a statement. Number two, boom, boom. Here it is. That is from, that is all about practice. It's another statement. The bottom line is practice makes perfect, and persistence is omnipotent. You bet. Number three is, here we go. Okay, this is from Natalie. She even while having a fractured patella, she's making it work and adapting. That's the whole thing. You can work around this. But the major question is about her neck. When she's doing cannonball or other parts of the red hot core, and even when she's moving her arms, you know, basically activating dynamic resistance, moving arms through clay, easy for me to say, she's craning her neck forward and down. How do you stop doing it? Tie your head onto the back of your shirt. No, just kidding. So what it is, what you can do, really weird, get in front of a mirror and start doing the program in front of a mirror, because that will help you with your form. And if you see that you're craning your head forward, or you see that your form is a little off, it's a great way, because it's just you in the video typically. So you have a good working understanding typically of what it should look like based on what you're visualizing through the videos. If you know you're craning your head forward, you've just got to get conscious about, well, put it back. It's just like when people say, you know, my posture's bad, I keep slumping. Well, first of all, do DDP yoga and your muscles will get more balanced, but also catch yourself in the act and start putting yourself back. That's as simple as that. All right, and like we say in My Cousin Vinny, on to the next one. I'm done with this. Here we go, and his name is During Energy. Okay, Aaron Hejmowski. Hello, Aaron. Okay, we got Energy. Having a hard time engaging in the huddle-up position, but pretty much doing fine elsewhere. I've got an answer to this. Any of you guys have an answer, or do you want me to just roll through it?
I have one.
Well,
I was going to guess
that maybe, is it a semi-resting position?
Yeah, huddle up is just resting. Elbows on your thighs. You're looking forward to semi-rest, but at the same time, Robert, hit it.
You're lengthening
or is it Michael?
Your spine.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me. Yeah, you're lengthening your spine, so you shouldn't be engaging anyway.
Well, you're engaging in a way. You're lengthening your spine, but you're also activating. Remember, even in huddle up is a lot like, you know, you're still in a semi-standing position, right? So you're right. It's kind of a resting position. You are lengthening your spine, but you're also, you know, you're getting ready to roll your shoulders back towards your spine. You're at least trying to keep a good posture there. At the same time, you're still engaging your inner thighs toward each other while you're grounding your feet into the floor. So, you know, at least start doing that, because most people don't do that. And let's see where it goes from there. But it is a semi-resting position. That's true. How does that sound to you? To you both? Pretty good.
That sounds
good. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. On to the
all right. Next. Oh, you got another question?
Yeah, I got another one. I got six, but this is, here we go. 55 years old. Everyone tells me I'm looking younger because I'm doing all this good stuff called DDP yoga. His name's Timothy Ryan. Is it okay to do this with scoliosis in the lumbar spine? Well, it's great to do it with scoliosis. That's not the issue. But unfortunately, he also had some other stuff going on. Let's just say if you've got disc bulges and you've got surgeries and things like that in your spine, it's not the scoliosis that's causing the inflammation. It's probably the scar tissue from some of the old surgeries. You know, the deal is this. If you haven't checked with your doctor, you probably want to do that, especially if you're getting pain. You're getting pain in the low back, especially if it's in the same area as the surgery. You know, check in with your doctor, number one, whoever it was, you know, whether it was a surgeon, whether you're under care with a chiropractor or a physiatrist, orthopedist, et cetera. You know, scoliosis isn't the issue. When you're getting pain after doing or in the midst of doing certain positions in DDP yoga, first of all, back up. See if your form is okay. Check the mirror. On top of that, if it's ongoing and continuous pain where it just never stops, you're going to have to go ahead and get this checked, stop doing it, and figure out what's wrong. You know, at that point, we peel back. It's very, very unusual to have pain in different parts, you know, besides soreness maybe. But if you have pain in an area that had a surgery, even if it was recent or if it was years ago, you need to, 1, check with your doctor, see what's going on, especially if the pain lasts more than a week. 2, employ ice, you know, do all the things, because it sounds like he even said there's inflammation. You know, there's so many ways to rid yourself of inflammation. You know, fish oils, there's anti-inflammatory herbs like, you know, obviously like turmeric. But on top of all that, you can even go ahead, start swimming a little bit, try to cool your body down by doing maybe a water-based exercise, and then try to step back in and maybe do a little bit of the workouts and see how it is. That's the story on that. Hopefully everybody got that. Let's do a phone caller, please.
Okay, yeah. Right now, we've got Jesse the Body. Jesse, what's going on, man?
Oh, man.
What's going on? What's going on, lead singer of Iron Mullet?
Oh, this is the man.
I'm in the program. I just got taken under by a mentor, Steve Langer. Hello. And I just want to say that this has been the most humbling experience of my life, because I'm not used to so many people helping me at once. And my question to you, Yoga Doc, and it's actually a serious question.
Okay.
I modify the workouts. Oh, gee, you sound surprised. I modify the live workouts for people when I see they're sucking wind, and I say I'll take alligator into a 30 count or a 20 count so they can make it through the workout. That's okay, right, if I'm feeling the so-called atmosphere?
So I was having a hard time. For some reason, I had to adjust my volume. So what you're saying is you're having an issue with some of the workouts when you're teaching or taking?
No, when I'm teaching, I'm not having an issue, but like my wife student, she's 53 years old, and I see she's sucking wind and her heart rate's too up. So midway of the workout, I'll lower the counts. Let's say alligator, I'll take it down to a 20 count, and then for the curls, I'll take it to a 3 count.
Yeah, no, you've got to modify. You've got to figure, you know, I mentioned this earlier on this evening. Who is it that you're working with in the room? You've got to go ahead and, you know, you can't kill them.
I know.
You've got to be very cognizant of who you're working with. And you know, I had Craig Funk sent me a video on his intro workout. He had a guy, he had one fellow who, you know, had a, who was on a cane. You know, another folks, you know, people that were, you know, other people that were in their 60s plus, it was a different workout, you know. You can, excuse me, you got to teach the modifications. You got to slow it down. You've got to cut your time down maybe for the push-ups or, you know, and you certainly have to really get those modifications out there and, you know, and be a little more, you've got to be more hands-on. With some people, and you know, it is a challenge. I hope I answered that.
No, you answered it perfect. It's yeah, because I'm trying to take people through the workout, but not exhaust them halfway through the workout. Because like I see them sucking wind, I'm like, slow it down, and yeah. They don't want to because they want to do what I can do. And I said, this isn't about me. The only competition you have is in the mirror. Don't try to do what I do. I've been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least one thing you can do when you start seeing that is start doing the modifications. In other words, you actually start performing the modifications and not doing the next level of what would normally be, you know, what we would be normally teaching. And, you know, throw them in that. And then while they're there, then you just, you know, then you sneak in. you sneak in with maybe the next level. But that's the story.
I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
This has been an awesome ride, and I'm not through yet by a long shot.
Oh, no. I can't, you know, I'm, you have been very, very entertaining on the on Facebook and through the forums. And if you've got any questions, certainly just throw it at me. You've been a lot of fun, and I've got your videos. They're in the queue since I got back up north. Like folks, everybody, I'm now established up here in New York, and I'm hitting. You know, I know I'm at least a week behind, and I'm now hitting everybody's stuff, and we're full speed ahead. But we have it going for you, buddy. I have your stuff.
I'm not in a rush, Craig, because I'm getting better every time. So, you know, I know I got to do 20 hours, but for me, you're probably going to get like 40.
Awesome. Yeah, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Big smile.
oh, God.
Dallas would hate that.
yes.
Well,
awesome. Thanks for calling. Yeah, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, take care, you, guys. Take care, Craig.
Okay. Later, all right. We're going to go to our fourth caller for the day, and four is the lucky number today. After this caller, we're going to ask him a question. He's going to be certified. He's going to be the DDP Yoga Diamond Cutting Pop Quiz contestant of the day. So Vince is on. Vince, you have a question, then we're going to ask you your pop quiz question for a shot at DDP's autobiography, Positively Paige, signed by the man himself. Vince, hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, is this Vince Brode?
It is. It is.
Oh, man.
I didn't get an amazing intro like anybody else, but I still feel pretty special, so thanks.
Brodsky.
That's right, man. Doc, what's going on, man?
Hey, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm terrified beyond rational thought for this pop quiz question. My life is flashing in front of my eyes over here.
You're going to be all right.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. Well, I did have a quick question. I'm in the program. I'm doing the thing. I got a really, really simple question, and you're probably wondering why I called in, but I just figured, hey, why not? That transition point from, you know, being in a cobra or an up dog and then going right back into down dog, you know, with my back issues, I've had some. It's not super limiting, but it's tough to get right into that groove. Is it better to, you know, get back there and have to adjust your hands or adjust your feet, you know, if you have to move around a little bit to get back in that position, or does it really not matter?
That
is my big question.
Okay, so, and this speaks to everybody. You know, L4, L5, sacrum, they are the, you know, those, that area is the most common area for injury just in regular life. And some people are, you know, some people are given the gift of having even special challenges that they're born with in that area, and others, you know, beat the living heck out of the low back when they're, you know, in their first 10, 15, 20 years of life and create problems. One of the things you can do, Vince, is just, you know, let's say you're heading down from your push-ups, lower down, you know, 3, 2, 2, all the way down. Inhale, cobra. Remember, there's a modification for that. Modification is the where your palms are on the ground and your forearms are on the ground,
right?
Where you're just lifting your chest. That's one. You know, the traditional yoga term is called the Sphinx, but it's a low plank for us, or it's, you know, it's like a baby cobra. And when you transition, go into table, and then go right back into down dog. So you're not going to
That's what I've been doing a good bit. And for anyone listening in, yeah, I'm one of those special people that falls into both categories that the doc mentioned. So born with it and then abuse the hell out of it. That's the biggest thing, is having to go back into it and then kind of resetting, because I cannot push back that far in order to get my hands, you know, down low enough. So, yeah, I just go in between every time. But it sure looks cool when people go, you know, right from one into another. I just think, you know, I'd rather just not be in the pain. So, all good,
right,
man. All good.
Everybody has their moves that they need to do sometimes in order to get them from one place to the other, and it may not necessarily, you know, be the one, you know, the more traditional or the easy one. But yeah, everybody's got to have their thing. You know, it's real cool to, you know, to be on to have your hands on the ground and put both legs over your shoulders too. But you know, not all of us can do that either.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
All right, Vinny, you ready for your question?
I guess let's do it, sure.
All right, this is a question about our guest tonight. The yoga doc, Dr. Craig Aaron, holds several doctorates. He is the doctor of chiropractic, he is a yoga doc, and he is also the doctor of rock, where he melts your face off of his rock and roll children with Dio, Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, and Judas Priest. Can you name the band that the yoga doc fronts?
That would be the one and only, the luminaries of rock, Iron Mullet.
Yes.
All right.
There you go. You're going home with a copy of DDP's
winner.
Positively Page, signed by Diamond Dallas Page. Shoot Robert an email, robert@dallaspage.com, and he'll get that out to you as soon as possible. Thanks for calling, Vince. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, man. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Take care.
Be well, my friend. Talk to you soon.
See you, Doc. See ya.
All right, and our last caller tonight, we're going to squeeze him in real quick. We got Travis on the line. Travis, hello.
Hey, guys. How's this going? Not shaking?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Roberts.
Hey, yep, Dad. The one and only. Hey, Yogi Doc, how you doing?
He's the killer. He's the monster. He is the 10-second push-up, psycho push-up, badass, summon a beach. You did a great job today, brother. I got that done. Very, very good. Phenomenal.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate it. That was just, and I mentioned this on Facebook, this was the lift that my week needed. I'm really, the shot in the arm that really gets me psyched up to take that one step closer. And that's my question, is for the intro workout, are we more worried about, because I hear about, trying to get this down to like 30, 35 minutes, whatever. Are we more worried about teaching and hitting the basic positions, or are we worried more about just having an intro, give a sample of what we're doing, and giving somebody an idea what to look for?
Basically, what we're looking at I created that requirement because I wanted to give you an opportunity to take what you learned from all the DDP yoga workouts, and especially the level one workout, and then boil it down to really what Dallas really teaches in his kind of diamond dozen intro when he does a seminar, or a workshop. It's that first 30 minutes where he just kind of takes people through things, and you've been to his workshops. Correct? Yeah. So, and let me directly answer that quickly and just say, I just want you to be able to take those, those positions in the diamond dozen and string them together in a workout style that you would present to the most rank of beginners. You didn't have a full hour to do it. But you want to give them not only a taste, but a balanced experience of what DDP yoga is all about. That intro workout has been very helpful for people when they get out into the field and continue to, to hit that and present it to others. So I hope I got that clear. In other words, do you need to teach it? Well, it's really good for each one of those positions for you to explain how to do it, but it's got to be on the fly, meaning in a workout setting, not a tutorial. And it's really not that hard. It's very similar to just how you talk about when you present dynamic resistance, or when you present the diamond cutter, or when you present some of the other, some of the other principles. You're taking people through it at the same time. You've created a workout around it, and quite honestly, all you're going to do is you're going to pare down the level one workout, and you're going to, you're going to streamline it and just make sure that all of those moves are involved there. It might even be pretty much just kind of the first 30 minutes of the level one, but check and see, take some of the other things out of it where you have to do three or four of each of things that you're not doing, that are not the diamond dozen. Hopefully that makes sense.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. My biggest concern was not making it just a pared down version of the level one there, and just taking out a couple of different things, trying to make it something different than the full blown level one.
Well, you can pare it down. You pare down your level one. That's why I say once you get the level one down, you're going to be able to put together that introductory program in your sleep on your side upside down. Because the level one is really the Mac Daddy where you learn that. Then all you've got to do is just kind of string together those Diamond Dozen moves. And, you know, we pretty much do it for you if you look at the level one. Like, look at the Diamond Dozen. It's kind of there. I just want to see how you guys take something like the Diamond Dozen, which is a tutorial, and kind of put it into a workout where in the Diamond Dozen you've got Paige presenting certain moves to you only on one side, even though there are two sides. You know, how would you present this to a brand new person in a workout format?
Right. Okay. Yep. Okay. So we're shooting for the brand new first time on the mat deal versus somebody who's done it for a few times.
Exactly. Exactly. Or even, you know, the level one you can teach to somebody, you know, for the first time, but, you know, you're going to have to do a lot of modifications. And at the same time, it might be in a gym setting or what have you. This is just what you said. First time, you're trying to give them a taste of it, but you're not going to do the full hour. And you're really, right. really, really emphasizing the teaching aspects of the Diamond Dozen themselves, but in a workout setting.
All right. Cool. That's
exactly awesome. Thanks for calling, Travis. Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. All right, man.
I'm really glad he did that because that's very important. You know, there have been folks who have they just wanted to go and present the Diamond Dozen as it was. And, well, that's nice. It means that you learn the Diamond Dozen. But this is a way where we know – I told you, this isn't easy stuff. But this is a way that we really know that you're a teacher, not just leading a class, you know, by rote.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello?
Hello. Man, we lost you on that one.
Oh, I thought we lost you. Absolutely, yeah. Man. And the DDP Yoga certification program is top-notch. It's a great program. They put a lot of effort into it between you and I don't think Robert gets enough credit for all the hard work he's put into it as well. You guys both have just worked so hard on this and created a top-notch program. It's not just a thrown-together piece. It was really, you know, intricately pieced together and well thought out and very informative, and you will be ready to teach this program by the time you finish the certification program. So if you get a chance, head over to www.ddpyogacertification.com, or you can hit up Yoga Doc on Facebook at Craig Aaron, and he'll get you some information on the DDP Yoga certification as well. I want to thank the Yoga Doc for being on with us. Always a pleasure, man.
My pleasure. It's really a lot of fun to hang with you all.
We've got to have you back soon because we didn't even get to touch nutrition, and you're so excellent at that also.
Well, you know, I'm very happy to come back at any time, and you know, we can go ahead and maybe really just, I won't say too much in the beginning. Let's just go right to questions. It's like boom, boom, boom. Let's go to questions and hit it from, you know, from start to finish. Happy to do whatever you guys want me to do. Awesome. That's totally cool.
And we're gonna hit a Chris Jericho promo real quick in just a second, and then we're gonna go to the outro. So we're gonna sign off here. But one final question for Yogi Doc, real quick. One question: who would win in a fight, Lemmy or God?
Trick question.
Yeah,
trick question.
Let me in. Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys.
Give them the answer.
For Stacey Morris and Robert McLaren, Dr. Craig Aaron, thank you guys for being with us tonight. Until next time, own your day, own your life, and own the DDP Yoga certification, ddpyogacertification.com. Get on it. Take your workout to the next level. We're going to sign off with Chris Jericho here tonight. Hope you guys have a great week. Own it, my friends. Take care.
After the cage match last night, you know I'm sore. My toes are killing me. My neck was hurting me a little bit. Did some DDP yoga after that match, and I feel great today while I'm recording this show because DDP has helped me as always. And guess what? DDP can also help you. You will be amazed at how good you feel once you get going with DDP yoga. It's an amazing fitness program for anyone at any age and any fitness level. You don't have to be a professional athlete. You just have to be you. And because you're one of the Sexy Beast listeners, checking out Talk is Jericho now, DDP is giving you a great deal on the Max Pack. 15 workouts designed for any skill level. You get a nutrition guide, a poster to help you remember the 12 core positions of DDP Yoga, and you'll get the workout on MP3. So you can exercise anywhere, anytime you want. I did yoga this morning in my hotel room here at the Hilton Garden Inn in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Did it right here, put a towel down, and I feel so much more alive, wide open. I feel great. You can feel great too. Go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho to take advantage of a special offer only available to you guys. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. But this offer is not going to last forever. You go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho and take advantage of it now. ddpyoga.com/Jericho. You can also find this great deal by going to podcastone.com, clicking on the Keep Our Podcast free banner at the top of the page, then hitting the Talk is Jericho button. Do it right now. You won't regret it.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.